Yes.
Yes. Thank you for calling. Yes. Bye-bye. And if they say why you even calling them, Adam doesn't listen to your little show.
No, Adam doesn't listen to your show. Well, actually, Adam listened to the one that he was at the beginning of.
I just got finished listening to like 2 weeks worth of Big Fatty's shows. So
that's how he gets you. How they get you.
You know, no, I think Big Fatty is adorable and I would sit on his lap anytime. And I think he's really funny, but...
Can we make a cartoon logo depicting you sitting on Big Fatty's lap?
I just have to say that some of the noises that he makes are really distracting to me while I'm trying to work. So he just makes...
He makes them in real life, too.
He makes some weird noises. That's all I'm saying. So,
maybe Big Fatty could be your big, bald, southern lover.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
He makes some weird noises. That's all I got. That's all I'm saying.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1082 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 21st of March, 2012. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Show y'all, Poodle McNoodle has got a new yes, McFanny. Hello, Otis, Big Fanny. That's a good one. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well, y'all. Big Fanny's back was bothering him. Tuesday morning. So y'all came home a little early from my lunch, and y'all ate some of my cabbage soup, and it was lovely. It was really good. I couldn't believe it. And, you know, my straight boyfriend, Straight Bob, he loves the cabbage soup, y'all. Oh, he just loves the cabbage soup. I don't know if y'all knew that or not. Yes, Big Freddy. But anyway, good day at the coal mine. Old Veda, he is on the vacay. Yeah, I don't know where the hell he went, but it's evidently taking him 2 days to drive to it. So, y'all, it's a change of plans. Change of plans, Big Fatty. Oh, dear, I see it's a change of plans. So, anyway, there you go. Y'all, I am going to turn over the micro-hoist to Poodle McNoodle, because Poodle McNoodle's got something to announce. Yes, Big Fatty, thank you so much. It's just lovely. Hello, lovies. I'm just here to announce that I have begun a new thing on the intertubes. And y'all, it is the draw something. And I am currently playing the draw something with that Adam Burns, who you heard at the beginning of today's little show, and with Miss Bacon. And with Timmy Sims and that Peter G. Yes, Big Fatty. And, Poodle McNoodle, how are you doing on the draw something? Well, Big Fatty, it's on the iPad, the absorbent iPad. And if anyone would like to play me, I am Poodle McNoodle, all one word. And just get on there and we'll play. We'll draw some pictures. And y'all, I've seen some of these pictures and they're some of them are horrifying. Just horrifying. I gotta say though, y'all, I looked over Poodle McNoodle's shoulder when she was playing with that Timmy Sims, and y'all, he is quite the artist. He is, y'all. But I tell you right now what I think of Big Fatty. Why don't you let me tell what the problem is with him? That's a great idea. The problem with Timmy Sims is he does such wonderful drawings, and he's very, very talented. But you get kind of wrapped into how lovely the drawing is, and then you can't figure out what the hell he's drawing. Y'all, there you have it. So, y'all, that's Poodle McNoodle's new thing. And Poodle, it looks like you got a couple of games. Wait, yes, Big Freddy, will you please move the show forward so I can get back and draw? Yes, Big Freddy, I just love to draw. It's like being a child and staying within the lines. Oh, Big Fatty staying within the lines. That's just lovely. It is just lovely. Dear Gussie, y'all, it's time to go over to Spottin' Big Fatty, y'all. There's lots of things going on over there. Y'all straight by my straight boyfriend. Y'all, he's put Big Fatty's head on the vasectomy thermometer. Big Fatty, that's just vulgar. Leave it to him to be vulgar. Y'all, then Big Fatty was the goddess of fertility. Big Fatty, that really wants to make me vomit. Y'all, then Miss Kathy Bacon saw Big Fatty lurking over the nutcase in the mall, and Big Fatty's dressed up as a bunny rabbit. Big Fatty instead of a kitty cat? That's lovely. Y'all, that PETA G? It says Big Fatty ventured up the California coast to the town of Bodega Bay to reenact this classic scene from The Birds. Big Fatty, that's vulgar. Y'all, speaking of vulgar, you gotta go over here and see this, this statue that Hat M found of Big Fatty when he was visiting Prague. And then Straight Bob has seen Big Fatty out on the beach. Yes!
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin. Still talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham, and oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Oh my gosh, okay, stop what you're doing and go to your washer and pull out that little dispenser where you put your soap and fabric softener, and pull it all the way out. There's probably a little tab that will release it so you can remove it, and bend down and look in there. It is disgusting. All right, hurry up. Do that now. Bye. Everyone do that.
Dear Gussie Big Fatty, you've already made it clear that you don't do any cleaning here at the Fat Cave. Y'all, and here's my question. By the way, that was Miss Kathy Bacon, if you didn't know. Y'all, if it was so disgusting that I had to stop what I was doing, well, y'all, why didn't Miss Kathy Bacon just clean it for me? I mean, obviously, Big Fatty, it's your dispenser is disgusting. Big Fatty, you know how to make everything sound vulgar. You make it just as vulgar as you possibly can. But anyway, y'all, I don't understand why she just didn't clean it for me. But, you know, I guess that's just the way it is. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, by the way, in your neck of the woods, y'all, it is a very popular contest over there at the Spottin' Big Fatty. And y'all, I'm way behind on looking at some of those things. So y'all, make sure you get on over there. And y'all, if you're having trouble doing the Spottin' Big Fatty, y'all, if you'll just send the picture to Miss Bacon, y'all, she'll get it sent and yes, Big Fatty, they understand the rules now. Please move forward.
Hello, I'm calling you from the Fat Cave, or I'm not calling you from the Fat Cave. I'm calling you from the coal mine. Anyway, yes, I will give a $100 prize to the winner. The game isn't going to be over anytime soon, and the more entries you have, the more chances you have to win. So, I totally love that Tim Cormel is playing. That is just awesome. Hello. I feel like a I have a question to ask, so I want you to ask Timmy Sims to ask Sassy Cat, because I think they're pretty good friends, if Timmy Sims is an artist, because I'm playing Draw Something with him, and let me tell you, the guy can do a self-portrait like none other. Hello. Anyway, so if you could go ahead and ask that, that'd be nice. The other thing I have to say is don't play this on the show. Thank you.
Dear gosh, Big Fatty, I said exactly the same thing about that Timmy Sims. He's just a lovely artist. So, Timmy Sims, if you could do Miss Bacon a favor and ask Sassy Cat if she thinks you're an artist, that would be lovely. And, you know, just feel free to call into the BFO and give Miss Bacon your answer. Yes, Big Fatty, that just sounds lovely. But, of course, y'all. Of course, you know, if you can't play it on the show, then y'all you eventually get another call. Yes, Big Freddy.
Oh, I also wanted to remind everyone, if you don't know how to put the Big Fatty stamp on your picture, just email it to me at kathybacon10@gmail.com, and I will get it there for you. I have connections. Shut up, Heaven. Because I just said, I'm sorry, Heaven. I just said that because I laughed, and you always make fun of me when I laugh. I laugh because it's funny.
Big Fatty, she is indeed batshit crazy. There's just no doubt about it. She is batshit crazy. Y'all, speaking of batshit crazy, that crazy Mexican, y'all, that had him, y'all, he had a comment. He had a comment about yesterday's little show about, you know, how I talked about how the they were doing the crossovers with the TV on the basketball games and all, and y'all, it was more of a spirit of cooperation rather than competition, and y'all and then so Hat M, you know, you just gotta spell it out. You gotta draw pictures is what you gotta do, y'all. You just gotta draw the pictures for them. Because he says, Big Freddy, about the fascinating television partnership, all I hear is that they're using the same old farts on every channel to give more money to those old farts instead of recruiting new young people. I don't have anything against old farts, but if you don't like one of them, the main point of changing the channel is to look at somebody else. Well, if you keep on changing the channel and it's the same person you don't like, well, that's cloning sheep. B. Y'all, I don't have any idea what the B is. It's B-E-E-E. B. 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 Big Fatty, we got it! All right, whatever. Whatever. Y'all, evidently when Big Fatty was doing his WDXZ, Dixie 104.5 FM, Mount Pleasant, Charleston. Radio voice yesterday. Y'all, that Mark, the Laughing Buddha, y'all, he was evidently touching himself inappropriately. Big Fatty, there go the Cheerios. Y'all, he says he got all tingly hearing Big Fatty's easy listening radio voice trademark. Does that make him dirty? Big Fatty, you've met him. He was dirty long before you did that voice. Anyway, y'all, I got something here from David in Denver, but y'all, it's nothing. It says it's a little bit of humor to make me smile, but y'all, there's nothing there but some lines. Well, those are the funniest lines I've ever seen, David. Thank you so much. Y'all, there's not a damn thing there but some lines. I don't know. I just don't know. David, I hadn't got the slightest damn idea what you tried to send to me, dear. I gotta see. Y'all, my assistant tells me that they don't have any celebrations of exiting the birth canal on the calendar for this week. Y'all, even though I think that Daniel Biba's celebration is coming up soon. But anyway, Big Fatty, you've still got another voice letter. Quit talking about Daniel Biba.
Hello, Big Fatty. It's Casey in Denver. Remember me? So I'm just leaving the gym, and I just have to know if you were at the 24-Hour Fitness in Aurora, Colorado this morning. I swear to God, I swear to Hydrogen, you were there working out. Okay, I know it wasn't you, but you know what? I tried to take the super secret spy picture with my iPhone, so I got this picture of you working out. I'm going to try to email it to you later and see what you think. Maybe you have a doppelganger here. I don't know. Okay, have a good day, Casey and Denver. Bye.
Yeah, Gussie. Now, y'all, I got to tell you this, and I know you're not going to believe it, but y'all, I was sitting here. That call came in over the weekend, like on Sunday, I think. But y'all, I was thinking to myself Sunday morning, well, old Casey in Denver, the number two fan of the BFO for 2011, y'all, he give up the title and they're gone. They're just lurking. And y'all, then that call came in, y'all, it was if I was in the 24-hour fitness and my doppelganger was there to remind him to call the BFO. Big Fatty, what in the hell is a doppelganger? Well, y'all, I didn't know. I've never heard that Tom. Big, I haven't heard that Tom. Poor Big Fatty. But y'all, I had never heard that that term. Wait a minute, excuse me, I'm from a. Oh, yuck. Y'all, there's snot everywhere. Big Fatty, please. Y'all, a doppelganger, y'all, which is German. I'm sure that Michael in Stuttgart, if he had not unsubscribed, he would know what a doppelganger means. It means a double walker. Bye, Big Fatty. Is a paranormal double of a living person, typically representing evil or misfortune. Big Fatty, you've got a doppelganger. And y'all, but in the modern vernacular, the word has come to refer to any double or lookalike of a person. Well, y'all, there you have it. Y'all, but now I've got to tell you this. I never received the picture from Casey in Denver. And y'all, I don't know if, and you know I'm behind on the spot in Big Fatty. Y'all, perhaps he snapped that picture and has put it up over there at the spot in Big Fatty. Because y'all, if you spot Big Fatty's doppelganger, Big Fatty, please, when you say it, it's just vulgar. Quit playing with your doppelganger and get back on to the little show. So anyway... Yo, doppelganger and cosmofilibration, maybe two of my favorite words. And y'all, I know Mr. Tim Cornwall, who is playing the in your neck of the woods, and it's just making Miss Bacon touch her doppelgangers. Big Fatty! Y'all, I know he loves the word cosmofilibration, as does Straight Bob. Straight Bob, Big Fatty, you just love to bring it full circle. Y'all, who is this cute boy on the grinder here? Oh, he is a Big Fatty, you're just a dirty old doppelganger. So anyway, but y'all, he's not speaking to Big Fatty. And of course not, Big Fatty, he's got sense. So, anyway, but plus he knows you're playing with your doppelganger. Oh, Lord, Big Fatty, you're just silly. You're just as silly as they come. So y'all, when I but anyway, Casey and Denver, send that picture. I can't wait to see it. And if you've somehow misplaced that picture, just send some more pictures of your giant penis. Big Fatty, talk about a doppelganger, dear Gussie. That'd be a doppelganger bang, ganger banger. It's a doppelganger banger. Big Fatty, hurry up so I can get back to drawing something, y'all. If doppelganger comes up in the draw something, I don't know what I'm going to do. Well, I know what I'm going to do. I'm not going to do a thing. You're not doing nothing, Big Fatty, because I'm the one playing, not you. So, y'all, anyway, y'all, I hope you have a great hump day. I hope if humping is in your future that you enjoy it. Or, you know, like Adam, if you enjoy being humped, Big Fatty, you're gonna hear about that one. You're just gonna hear. He's gonna call the BFO and he's gonna say.
He makes some weird noises. That's all I got. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, one of those weird noises is when he plays with his doppelganger.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. 1438 and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.